Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Stoltz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. I'll give you the scripture lessons in just a moment. But first, you know, it's impossible to say just how long we're going to be under the restrictions caused by this virus. And even though we are offering communion Sunday morning at both congregations, there still may be some who are cautious and are staying away from worship. Well, this I understand and fault no one for their practice. But if there is someone who would like communion but hesitate to come on Sunday morning, please give me a call and we can set up a time during the week, Monday through Thursday, to meet here at the church and we'll celebrate Holy Communion. Okay? Just wanted to pass that on to you. The scripture lessons are as follows. The Old Testament, Jeremiah 7, 1 through 7. First Corinthians 12, 1 through 11. The Gospel of Luke 19, 41 to 48. And the closing hymn 50. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. And thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. O God, who declares thine almighty power, chiefly in showing mercy and pity, merciful grant unto us such a measure of thy grace that we, running the way of thy commandments, may obtain thy gracious promises and be made partakers of thy heavenly treasure. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And let's confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. A reading from Jeremiah. Jeremiah 7, verses 1 to 7. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Stand in the gate of the Lord's house, and proclaim there this word, and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah, that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doing, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you oppress not the strangers, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. So far. This morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 11. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of those tongues. But all these worketh that one and the same self-spirit, dividing to every man severely as he will. So far. The Gospel, St. Luke chapter 19, verse 41 to 48. And when Jesus was come near, he beheld the city, and he wept over it, saying, If thou had known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong to the peace, but now they are hid from your eyes. For the day shall come upon thee, that thine enemy shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee around, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay even to the ground, and your children within thee. And they shall not leave in one thee one stone upon another, because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation. And then he went into the temple, and began to cast them out that sold therein, and them that bought, saying unto them, It is written, My house is a house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the chief people sought to destroy him, but could not find what they might do, because all the people were very attentive to hear him. So far. If you remember, at the birth of Jesus, the angel announced, Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And as we know, his very name Jesus means Savior. He also announced the purpose of his visit in these words, The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. His visit was planned, because all of us were hell bound for destruction and needed to be rescued. There was no way for us to approach and visit God. And ever since the day of Adam and Eve, there's been a game of hide and seek going on between God and man, with man doing the hiding and God seeking him, not to count him out, but to tell him he is eternally safe. Those who had eyes to see and ears to hear should have recognized him as the promised Messiah who was to visit them. In every way, he showed that his mission was one of salvation. And when his gift was refused, he broke into tears. If they would not receive salvation, the only alternative would be their destruction. They knew not the time of their visitation, and this was their damning ignorance. Not only were those who rejected him to be lost eternally, but their city would be destroyed, buildings leveled to the ground, men, women, and children would suffer death. The second portion of our text teaches the same lesson, but from a different point of view. When Jesus came, he sought to fill the temple of God with a glory that was greater than it possessed even in the days of Solomon. God then visited his people in a cloud, but now in the flesh, but was greeted as he entered his temple by salesmen, merchandise, money changers. He who was visiting his temple to save found its very purpose so obscured that his message would not get through. What could not be saved was destroyed. The crooked action of the vendors and the vendors themselves were driven out by his holy anger. You see, the Savior comes to save. If salvation is rejected, destruction follows. In spite of the fact that Jerusalem rejected him and the temple was desecrated, Jesus continued to teach. He wanted to instruct all who would listen. However, the chief priests and the scribes sought to destroy him. Little did they realize that instead of destroying him, he would destroy them. And yes, it was necessary for Christ to die to save mankind, but woe to those by whom his death came. We know the story well, how the evil plans of the chief priests and the scribes eventually met with success, at least for a while. We have witnessed the Savior struggling in the Garden of Gethsemane, but we are not only spectators, his struggle is ours as well. When he was nailed to the cross, we not only witnessed, but participated in that death. Our sinful self was there with him, and we died to sin. His resurrection is not only a personal victory, but a representative one. Now, it is true, of course, that the time and the manner of his visitation is different from the time and the manner of that in Palestine 2,000 years ago. But at his ascension, he said he would be with his people always. He comes in power through the proclamation of the gospel and the administration of the sacraments. He visits us today as we hear his word, and as we penitently confess our sins, he forgives our sins. And as we view the world today, we too are struck by the fact that so many do not know or do not care that this planet has been visited. They're not followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, who are on their way to destruction because they do not know or do not want to know or are even interested in knowing about the Lord's visitation. In his last days on earth, Jesus desperately did what he could to make his visitation real to the people of Jerusalem. Our Lord, pressed by the fact that his time was running out, made the most of this opportunity to seek and to save. Today we stand in his place alone while we're unable to do a thing. But in his power we are able to witness to a dying world that it too may have life. And we need not be surprised if our teaching brings opposition. But be that as it may, some will listen. Those who seek to destroy the message will themselves be destroyed by it. You see, it is a Savior unto life for some and unto death for others. We are blessed in that we know the meaning of Christ's visitation. We hear his teachings, and we believe his teachings. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, and to thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.